Dude, I put your theory to test about girls liking shitty music all weekend.
It's true.
Dude, it is. We were in a car and we had a rental, so Brittany drove the whole time, so she controlled the radio. And it's like, I've actually, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, all the music we listen to, it just sucks. It's just all like weird girl songs. And I think what it is that it's more so hot chicks have bad taste in music.
Maybe.
This is through my experience. It's definitely the hotter ones. Like, if the better your taste in music, you're probably not that hot. And if you're so hot, all you want to listen to is songs about like Adam Levine being like, "I love you so much, you're the most beautiful girl."
Sure.
That's like their gangster rap.
We were
Like,
listening
if
to
you
it.
listen to Ice Cube and you're like, "Fuck yeah, dude, I'm pumped up," they need to listen to some guy be like, "You're the most beautiful girl in the world." And they're
You're a
driving around on.
princess. I'll treat you like a princess. You
Exactly.
deserve the best.
That's their confidence, dude. They're driving around and be like, "Dude, this song's about me." And they just drive
Oh my
around.
God.
So I put that together. I'm like,
No, you're
damn,
right
dude.
about that. My
Yeah.
girlfriend today, this weekend, my girlfriend and I just fought the whole time
That's awesome.
for no reason.
Yeah.
We hadn't fought in so long, and then this weekend it was just
You
like
fired up a good holiday
I drove
roar.
home from fucking Connecticut. Oh yeah, I didn't even tell you that. After the second show on Saturday,
You fucking went night commando
I
on it.
didn't want to sleep in that hotel again on Saturday night. I drove the whole way from fucking Hartford, Connecticut to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I left Hartford at like 11:30 or
Is
midnight.
that 5 hours?
Yeah. I got home at like 5:30.
God damn.
And even with that effort,
You had
that
nice.
Herculean effort to be home for Christmas Eve, to sleep with my bitch on Christmas Eve.
So you got home at 5 in the morning on Christmas, the eve of
Christmas
Christmas
Eve.
Eve.
No, on Christmas Eve, I woke up at 5:30 on Monday.
Okay, gotcha.
Or Sunday, excuse me. Because Saturday night was the last show. I drove home Saturday night.
Oh, so yes, you got there
Got
the
home
day
Christmas
before
Eve.
Christmas Eve.
No, I
Gotcha.
got home on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but like the very beginning. You got to wake up on Christmas
Sure.
Eve with your babe.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And even then, I just had a salty bitch the whole
At
weekend.
five in the morning?
No, that night she was cool. Well, kind of. She was just like, oh, hey. Went to sleep. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
We could do other things.
You're fresh off the road, dude.
No, I was dead. I didn't want anything. I
You're a
was
horny
fucking,
trucker,
no, I wasn't. I wasn't. I
dude.
was full on fucking falling
So what
asleep.
do you want to do?
I just went to sleep. But no, then the next day it was kind of like,
It's cold.
how was it? Oh, cool. It was like, all right. All
Yeah.
right. I see
Yeah.
where this is going.
A little bit.
Hopefully this mood passes. It didn't. All
Really?
weekend up until just now
That
when I left.
sucks.
The mood was still,
It was icy.
I had a salty bitch for Christmas.
Nobody asked for that for Christmas,
No,
dude.
that's the coal of pussy.
Yeah.
But then, even after I got her an amazing gift,
Yeah.
amazing from Toxic Draws It. So there's a graphic guy in Philly,
Yeah.
Toxic
Yeah.
Draws It. Check him out. He drew my bitch and my bitch's dog
Nice.
into her favorite movies. So she likes Step Brothers. So I got a picture drawn of them as the Step Brothers.
Nice.
Then a picture of my bitch and her dog
That's what's
in
up.
Grand Budapest. It was wonderful. Toxic Draws It. Great guy.
Yeah.
Gave her that gift. She loved it, but still a
Little salty, bro.
little salty
I
bitch.
know what she wants for Christmas.
What's that?
A little something, a little fucking finger warmer, dude.
What's that?
Well, this little something to slip on the fucking ring finger, baby.
Oh wow. God damn, Cusky. Hit me with that. All right, at first I thought you were talking about fingering. I was like,
No,
no,
dude, I'm not
I
gonna say
tried. I tried to
Okay,
finger her
I
out of
gave her
this
the picture, then I tried to finger
mood.
her. I was getting shit from my girlfriend's parents, like, how long you guys been together? Not parents, but like aunts and shit. Like, you guys should be married by now. And it's like this collective fucking
I
force.
know it is.
It's like, I think it's, you know, they have like one person in one of those shows, and like they're really like 500 other people, and they form into one person. You know what I'm talking? I guess you don't watch a lot of witch and vampire shows like I do.
No, I
You know,
don't.
like a mega
Like
witch can like take over the minds of the
the
villagers.
Power Rangers form into one thing. Is
Kind of,
that what
but
you
I'm
mean?
thinking more of like one dark force just like putting out their little
Okay,
minions. You
yes.
know, it's all, I think,
Yes.
one
Like the
collective.
brain
Exactly.
bug in Stormtroopers. Or
Exactly. Because it's
Star Troopers. You know what the fuck
weirdly,
I'm
yeah,
talking
you'll
about.
have like these, you know, and I guess it's some weird, I don't know what it is, but like just some lady's aunt I never met being like, 2 years is long enough. You should be getting
Yeah,
married. And it's
people
just kind of
always tell
like,
you to get married.
it's like, God damn, what the fuck? What do you have? What the fuck does this have to do with you? It's like, get out of this.
Yeah.
Luckily, her uncle's looking at me like, fuck her, dude, don't listen to her.
The
But
uncles will be like, get the fuck out of
they're
there.
like, dude, shut the film, fucking listen to this.
Yeah.
I was actually getting a lot of praise because my girlfriend gained weight.
Oh,
So
sick.
you bring, yeah, if
Oh,
you bring, when
fuck.
you bring home your, no, seriously, you bring home your fucking black girlfriend with some extra pounds on her to her family, everyone's like, yo, man, you're the man.
Oh, you're the man.
I'm the man, yeah.
For giving her so many
Weight, if you put weight on your bitch, dude, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely fatten your girlfriend up. You fucking put a good 25 pounds on them, dude.
We're digging some holes here. If our bitches get a hold of this.
No, she knows, dude.
Yeah, I bet she does.
But, you know, I love dude, it. If our I love bitches it.
Get a hold of this cast,
we're in trouble.
You fucked me. My bitch is fat as fuck, too. No, you're not. Shut up. I know she's mad, right?
What?
She's no, not. You're not. Shut up.
No, she's not fat at all. Your girlfriend's been hitting the fucking gym.
Yes.
Mine has not, dude. She would fucking kill me, dude. But no, I think she looks good. So I was getting more like a... Because there's not a
mine
lot of like...
Mine has not.
There's not a lot of points within like white chicks for thickening up.
No.
You know what I mean? So she's getting her like... Her aunts and like all these people would be like, oh, Brittany, you're getting a little butt on you. So like, you know, they're definitely checking out each other's butts and comparing. So it's a whole different ball game. So thicker than a Snicker.
I think you got to watch that with black ladies, right?
What?
They fucking blow up, don't they?
Not really, dude.
No?
No. It all depends. They can.
I felt like that was a stereotype of like black ladies. Because I feel like every old black lady I see is a fucking house.
That can happen. No, that can happen. Yeah. Then I'd watch ladies who've eaten like shit and they're just like great shape.
Sure.
I think it's
probably the...
They can. They have to work harder to house out. Because like I just feel like black ladies can eat. I used to date a lady who ate like 6 Laffy Taffys every night before bed. She had a decent body, dude. She had a decent body.
Dude,
so
black ladies. Well, here, without getting too depressed about this, black ladies, black people probably get fatter because their diets.
Their diets are pretty
bad. That the white man is forced upon them is like, no. Here, eat a Snickers right now.
Not even that, dude. It's like I've talked to coworkers before where they're, I think I might have even said this, where this guy's putting like 14 sugars into his coffee, not exaggerating.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm like, dude, you're going to get diabetes. He's like, it runs in my family, dude. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. And I'm like, no, bro. Like yeah, type 2 diabetes. Like, so yeah, the diets, I feel like definitely, you get some black health nuts, but for the most part, the health revolution is a lot of like white people with gluten free,
white
dairy
people with enough privilege to be like, no, I don't want to eat fast food today.
I don't eat dairy.
Sure.
Just cutting dairy out is being like, I'll eat soy milk. But there's a lot of black people who are lactose intolerant too, though, on the low. Lactose retarded. That's what one headliner called it.
Lactose retarded?
Yeah.
All right. So what the fuck are we even talking? Oh, yeah.
How girls.
The music.
Yeah, they girls.
So I had an icy bitch. So when she's icy,
yeah,
she plays the music in the car. That's when I know she's in a fucking shitty mood.
Yeah, you got to let them have their fucking.
She like controls the radio and we just don't talk.
Uh-huh.
So. Like, if she's in a good mood, she'd be like, put on whatever you want.
Yeah.
So when she's in a bad mood, it's her music, and we just don't talk. So we're listening to fucking Adam Levine and all this. She listens to the fucking radio. She
Ed Sheeran, like, yeah, all that stuff. It's like...
The pop radio.
It's so fucking bad. It's horrible, man.
And there's nothing that... So first off, we fight for absolutely no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So she's mad for
and
nothing.
And you gotta listen to some
and
guy.
And sit in the car listening to fucking pop stations.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes me angrier than just being like, what? In my head, I'm just like, what the fuck are you upset about?
Yep.
And I have a soundtrack of shit to think about that, too.
It makes me feel weird. Yeah, when I'm in an argument.
And I'm just like, fuck it. We can fucking end this right now. I don't give a fuck, dude.
So you go like full like. So you
don't say it, but
she's on Ed Sheeran and you're on like 1998 Eminem, dude.
I'm just looking out the window just fucking like, I don't care at all. If she wants to act like a salty bitch, I have no room for it.
I'm
just like, dude, I'll fucking walk.
The pop radio will do that to you.
Pop radio and a salty bitch is enough to get me just like...
Hey, dude, it kills you.
I'll roll out of this car right now.
I have a weird thing with pop music anymore to where like whenever I hear a song, like the last one that was like... what was that Rihanna song where it was like they had like the Carlos Santana going on in the background? You know what I'm talking about? It's like...
Yes.
Wicked Wild Thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any song like that anymore, any sort of like pop hit, all I can think about is like a dental hygienist listening to it and just left some guy with like an attitude t-shirt from like coming inside of her butt. She's driving to work the next day like, wow. That's who's consuming that.
Yeah.
It's just like every time I listen to pop music, I just think of like drunk dental hygienists driving back into work all like fucked up. They slept out that night and just got like railed by some fucking dude. Some shitty guy at a local bar. They're listening. It's just like...
Listening to Kesha.
Exactly.
Kesha's the
Tick-tock
shit, though.
Tick-tock on the clock, and they're just driving like, I'm the best.
Kesha's the shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's all I can think about now. Every new song that comes out, Brittany's like, how about this song? And it's just like the dental hygienist comes back in my head. I'm like,
dental hygienist getting butt fucked yeah. and still having to go to work yeah. and listening to it. Just like, wow, what a crazy night.
Yep.
Vianna is so fucking sweet. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's the same thing for comedy, though. It's the same retard consumption.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the crowds at the shows this weekend, like me and Voss were even talking about it. It's just like, these people are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And that's who's dumb enough to go to a fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
Like, if you go see stand-up randomly, like, if you're not a fan of the guy, it's cool. I understand doing that. Obviously, I like comedy a lot. But, like, there's groups of fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Groups of really stupid fucking people.
Yeah, it's
that
bizarre.
You gotta try to make laugh. And the only thing that they laugh at is dick.
Yeah.
Dick and pussy jokes.
Yeah. Or, like, you gotta do real, you know... Like my wife.
My wife.
No, not my wife. Like my wife fucking
just gotta do a Borat
take her, please, dude. You Borat impersonation would kill.
Yeah.
But if there was a guy I opened for and he was just crushing with like, yeah, man, I pile up park my wife all the time. We fight. When I'm by myself, I'm like, I don't fight. It's you, babe. And everyone's like.
I think I've had that take exactly on this podcast. My bitch tried to parallel park in the city.
You guys got in a fight?
Got in a fight immediately. She's like before she even hit, moved it in reverse.
Really?
She like put it in reverse and instantly was like, shut up, I'm trying. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, I've bowed out of all. So my latest ebook right now is meditation.
Yeah.
So now I'm a big meditation head.
Yeah.
So I'm too cool for my bitch, dude. She comes and tries to hit me with stuff and I'm just kind of like, I'm like the dude from Kill Bill on her now.
Oh boy.
And the book I'm reading right now, this dude... You can tell towards the middle, he wrote this meditation book, and then like a good four chapters are dedicating to like how to handle your bitch when she's salty. It's like, and just tell her that. Dude, it's so funny, this guy. It's like he wrote this book just to deal with his fucking babe.
I handle it the exact
I used to spaz and lash out, dude.
I don't spaz ever, but I'm just like, what are you fucking mad at? Like, why are you doing this?
You can't even get accusatory.
And she'll be like, well, you instigate. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I instigate a little, but
yeah.
I don't know. It starts out with her being a salty bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then my way of dealing with that is being like, you're acting like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that fucking crushes
and
them.
And that's
dude.
Terrible.
It crushes them. My whole thing now is that when my bitch gets too salty, I completely just get super nice. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I don't know what's going on.
But
dude.
She'll know what I'm doing if I do that.
Yeah, but there's ways you can do it. Yeah. Or you can be like, you know, or you just got to let him fucking spaz. I let her spaz on me all the time, and I wait, and then I get a good fucking, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's totally fine. So I've been ice cold. I've been cool. But I've been doing half-hour blocks of meditation in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm unstoppable, dude. That's my big...
You've been doing meditation for 2 hours?
No, half an hour.
Half an hour, I'm sorry.
Every
morning.
Said
2. I was like, damn, dude, that's crazy.
Half an hour is tough, man. I've been trying to do
you just sit on the floor?
Half an hour uninterrupted. I set a timer. I sit in my computer chair, and I listen to fucking, like, and I sit in my chair and fucking...
So you just take a nap every morning?
No, I don't. I don't sleep, dude. I don't sleep. I'm unstoppable right now, and I've stopped trying to be right against my bitch. That's the thing. Using logic is just not the weapon to use.
What, against bitch?
It just goes nowhere. As soon as I get her into a corner of like, yeah, but you said this, so I... And then it all makes sense, and they'll just pivot. Yeah. You're on like a pure 2D realm of arguments, and they're... In like a 360 virtual fighter, dude. They're like, they can spin and move and jump, and you're just like a two-dimensional polywog, dude. You're just like walking around like, what?
You're a Pac-Man.
You can't.
You're like, this happened, and then this happened, and then this
happened.
You
have to be full Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, he would, all the guards that were like, come and like, I guess, guard him, be like mean to him, he'd be super nice to them. So they'd start being nice to him, and they'd have to take the guards away and switch them.
Yeah,
so all you can do. Your babe's basically a prison warden, dude. So you have to just make her. You got to be nice to her.
But my babe, like that was her pivot. She was like, I was like, man, you're in a terrible fucking mood. Like, what happened? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's not. She's like, you instigate.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I mean, I instigate after you're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going back.
I do
the
same
original.
Thing.
I'm like, what happened that started this fight that we're in now?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you kept pushing it. It's like, yeah, I know. But what happened to start this fight? Like, just the pivot. Dude. It's like, it's my fault for now that we're fighting.
So you're trying to go towards the bottom of the fucking abyss, dude. You're trying to get.
I'm always
trying
to be like, what is the problem here? What's the problem that started this?
No, you
can't.
And
then it's like, but then you screamed at me. It's like, yeah, first off, I didn't fucking scream.
Yeah, I know.
I slightly raised my voice, and it was mid fight.
They'll do that, and it'll be like, well, what's the matter? And it's like, nothing, I'm fine. And I'm like,
God.
Well, clearly you're not. And they're like, I just literally said I'm fine. It's like, yeah, but you understand, you know, body language and all. Yeah, and they're whatever. And you're just like, all right, fuck this.
Yeah.
But I just go in the other – my big thing is I go in the other room. Taking a walk is a powerful statement. You take a walk, dude. They don't know where you're at for 20 minutes. You have to walk on 30 minutes, and they get a little
like dogs.
Did he just fucking leave?
The second
leave?
You walk out the room, they're like, where the fuck did they go? I'll never see them again. Oh, my God. Then you walk back in, and they're like, holy fuck, I love you.
Yeah, you take a nice long walk, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I won't get it. I love you right away. I'll get it, like, the day later, but that walk sets a powerful precedent, dude.
Well, we'd be good. We literally hadn't been in a fight for, like, months.
Yeah,
months.
I'm the opposite. I've been in Gettysburg for like a month. And then
bullets have been flying since day one.
And then
you guys
last,
like Eminem and Rihanna in that one.
We are, dude.
Burning song.
That's
what it's called.
The last week has been real mellow, dude. I've been doing my meditation. I've been on back
Holy
on NoFap.
Shit, my bitch just texted me, dude.
What she said? So you better
she
not
sent
be talking
me a
shit.
Of the dog.
Oh, so you guys made up?
No, because she was like, "Are you? Nah, I don't want to read her text.
Don't read her text."
But it was basically like she was apologizing.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, but you got it. The
fucking,
only way,
mind fuck. I can get in there and be like, "All right, let's see you."
Yeah.
Like when I left to come back to Philly, I was like, "All right,
later."
You fucked up this weekend. Like, you ruined Christmas, and now I'm going home.
Yeah, I get in arguments so bad that like they only can be ended by a cream pie. That's the only way to make amends, dude. If you fucking don't come inside your girlfriend, you're still arguing until you fucking cream pie.
Oh, interesting theory. I've never cream pied.
You guys have been fighting forever.
I don't
dude.
Cream pie, dude.
That's the only time of peace, dude.
That's a high risk.
That's
maneuver.
The only time of peace. You got to send a nice cream pie. You hold hands and lay there, and it's like that's your
Ew.
Peace. Half hour at a time.
Matt. Ew.
Hey, man. That's how you make up.
What? Cream pie?
Yeah.
Ew, dude.
I love you cream pie, dude. As you're coming. I love you.
You have some really awful theories. This may be your dumbest fucking theory.
Cream pie, and
when
I also.
When you listen to this, and you have a fucking child that you created out of a fight.
Yeah.
You're going to feel
That's
like
how you
a
make kids,
moron.
Dude. Read Angela's Ashes. Read Angela's Ashes. But no, that's how you do it. I also can't sleep unless I'm holding a tit. That's my new realization.
Mm, I do that sometimes. It's very
I
fucking
can't sleep,
nice.
Dude.
You snuggle with a tit in your
snuggle
hand.
Snuggle with a tit hold.
Uh-huh.
Woo.
Yeah.
Try to get two sometimes. You get
that's
the
fucking
turned
sweet.
Down.
Get
dude.
That fucking slide. They're good at that.
I know, dude. Dude, I
it's
fucking.
Bitch karate,
if,
dude.
If that's when you also know. If you can spoon and hold a tit, you're not in a fight.
Yeah.
I'll be spooning when we're in a fight, and I'll go for the tit, and she'll be like, yeah. And I'm like, I can't hold your tit, seriously? Like, you're that mad? She's
I
like,
can't hold your tit.
That's the only way. That's my pacifier, dude.
Yeah, you.
I got to be squeezing a D, otherwise
and your
I.
Bitch must what? Be the weirdest fucking people.
Oh, we fight all the time.
You guys must just be. It must be crazy.
No, it's been peaceful, dude.
It must be real crazy is to that, see. Like,
it's
just
peaceful.
The dynamic of, like.
It's bizarre,
it must
dude.
Must be so funny.
It's bizarre world, man.
You guys probably say and do some real weird shit.
All the time. It's total bizarro world, but you know,
mine is exactly what you'd imagine.
Placid.
I sit on the couch and play
Quiet.
FIFA. She walks around, and does shit.
Yeah.
Occasionally, we'll talk. It's nice.
Well, this was the first weekend we actually like would be in a car, and like a half hour go by, and I'd be like, "Oh fuck," and we just forget the other one was sitting there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the first. And I was like,
"Do you drive to Chicago?"
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was an ugly Christmas.
That's so fucking funny. That's hilarious, dude.
Funny.
That is so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is impressive.
Yeah.
This is, my bitch is not going to be happy. Yeah, I shouldn't even bring this up. Yeah, I thought better of it.
You don't want to? It's fine. You don't have to.
I don't think it's that bad.
What's it rhyme with?
Nothing. It's just, this is just a power move. She had been acting shitty.
She's grinching you.
She grinched me on Christmas.
Yeah.
And then she had a couple drinks. Everything was good. We were happy at my parents' house. Then we get back to her house. She thinks things are hunky-dory. I said,
"Oh, you reminded her of her transgressions."
I hit her the old nah.
Ooh.
She was like, "We should," you know. She tried to get some
hit her with some
Christmas dong.
You hit her with some girl magic,
and I said, "Not tonight, baby."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How impressive is that?
That's highly impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I drank enough wine. I was kind of confident my dick might not work.
That's a good. I was just going to say, the only thing that could stop me if I'm drunk and I know my dick's not going to work, I'm like, not tonight. Leave me alone.
That's exactly what I did.
That's fair.
My dick was on the fence.
Powerful
it
message.
Might have worked.
That's a powerful message.
But I was like, "What do you think? We're fine now? You're acting.
Yeah.
I still got to apologize." And she's like, "What? Come on. Wow. Come on." And I was like, "Nah, FIFA. You go to bed." Wow.
Damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's cold,
dude.
That's
a Christmas.
She got
some coal.
That's a Christmas miracle, dude.
That's coal for her.
She opened up the stocking, dude. There was just a lump of coal. There's a fucking squishy lump of coal. That's tough. I tried that when I was married. I'd be like, "I just won't bring up sex and we'll see what happens. Fuck her." And like I waited like 5 days and was like, "What the fuck's going on here?"
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you.
If you don't ask for sex at this point in my relationship, it's pretty much like
Oliver Twist status.
It's
kind of
just like, "Hey, you want to have sex?
Sex time."
It's
yeah.
like, come on.
Sex, please.
We're scheduled for our sex.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard thing not to fall into.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
No, the one thing that helps us is it's a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
So like I don't have to ask, really.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, "Hey, I'm home. Yeah. I haven't seen you in fucking 4 days.
Sex.
Game time."
Yep.
Boom, I'm bringing the average dick.
Exactly. Hard. Dude, that's what else can you bring?
Straight down the turnpike. Ooh. I drive down the PA turnpike to deliver fucking
you're going to roll home. Dong. You're going to roll home. When are you going home again?
I don't know. Well, that gives us a good out.
Save her up 7 days, bro.
I had an argument today with my bae.
Did you really?
Not a real one, but she whenever she's driving in her fucking car, she'll call me.
Ugh. And they just use you as like a weird time slave. I hate
and
that,
that's
dude.
What I told her.
I hate that.
Today, I finally stood my ground.
Ugh.
I fucking G-Zimmed it, and I stood my ground. She tried to Trayvon me with that phone call. And
really?
I said, "Put the Skittles down, you dumb bitch."
Damn.
Yeah, that was just,
I don't know what Skittles
hot
I'm missing
Trayvon Martin had Skittles.
Okay.
When he was murdered by a fucking fat Hispanic retard. Yeah. And I was jokingly glorifying Georgia. But
that's sick. You start explaining.
I got to have to explain all these.
You start getting like a disclaimer.
I got to have people keep coming up to me like, "Dude, you're racist as fuck." It's like, nah, bro.
Nah, dude.
I just
I'm
know
chill.
What it's funny to act like a fucking idiot.
Well, it's also funny to abbreviate G-Zim.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, my girlfriend called me from the car. She was like, "I'm going to Aldi's right now." And I was like, "I know what you're doing."
Oh,
don't.
God.
I was like, I was in the middle of a video game.
Ugh.
Middle of a game.
You got to fucking flip up the headset.
Saints versus Raiders.
Oh.
I was sitting there playing Madden. I got to hit pause and be like, "Oh, cool. What are you getting at Aldi's?"
She's like just fishing for a bunch of ahas. It's like, is that what you want to hear me say aha 50 times?
Literally, I can sit there and go, "Oh, wow." Yeah, yeah. I can do that. Every 3 minutes, I can just chime in and be like, "What?" It's crazy. I have, this is fucked up, but I have done that.
Yeah.
Just like put it on speaker, sit it next to me. Whenever she stops, chime in and just be like,
"Turn the volume down on the game."
Huh?
Yeah, you turn the volume down on Madden, and you're just like, "Seriously?"
Yeah,
no.
I mean, it's fucked up because I want to talk to her.
Well, not in that capacity.
I'm like, that's what I said to her. I was like, "Just when you get home, call me."
Yeah.
When you have free time.
Yep.
Give me a call
because
you're using your fucking car ride.
Yep.
To call me.
They do that a lot.
My mom does that.
Yeah, they do it a lot too. When it's like, they're going to meet like their friends or whatever out. They get there early. They call you and they're like, "Hey, yeah, no one's here." And
oh,
you're
they're
like,
here. See ya.
Bye. Boom. And it's like, what the fuck am I? It's like, just look you on fucking Instagram. Don't call me.
Yeah.
I hate that, man. That happens all the time.
I do it to people though, so I can't really talk shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it to my friends. But there's a different phone call. There's a way different phone call between you and me than me and my girlfriend.
Yeah. We're both thought. And if any point either of us like, "I gotta go," I'm like, "Shane's gotta go, put my phone down, continue to drive." I'm never just like, what the hell?
Yeah. And it's also like this phone call today was they're usually particularly one dimensional.
Yeah.
It's just her telling me about her day.
Well, that's another thing I think women need
She's
to kind
just
of do.
Stating her entire day. About like, and this is my friend Michelle, and we went here, and Michelle was a bit tired, so we had to fucking, like, that rigmarole or whatever,
rigmarole. Yeah, I'm telling you, I think
And women, I was like, oh, man.
I swear women have a thing where they, like, Kirby's Dreamland their entire day, and like they like absorb all the details until they feel like bloated with them. They're like, oh god, and they just have to like spew them on you.
With
like,
them while I'm playing Madden.
I had a sweet potato for lunch.
I'm like, it's third and long right now in the fourth quarter, dude. I need to make this play. Oh, here that comes a phone call about fucking what my dog's doing.
That sucks. And then like, love, minute by minute traffic updates when it's like, oh my god, this person just switched lanes.
Fucking
and I'm like,
asshole.
Like, all right, that's cool. Don't want to hear.
Bothering me now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I get these calls all the time.
And I didn't want her to be upset.
So you just, did you take it? You said, look,
no,
I know what's going on.
And she was like, oh, I didn't know you were going to be like grumpy or rude. And I was like, I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
This conversation's fine.
You have to just tell her you're not a time slave. Like, I'm not a time slave.
Well, she knows I also do nothing all day. So
that's the killer. You can never tell your girlfriend how much money you make or what you do that day.
Yeah, it's tough for me to escape. Like,
I got, yeah.
She doesn't understand that playing Madden is more important than that phone call.
Dude,
especially because it's a mindless phone call. If she, and that's what I told her. I was like, if you called me with something to say or something to ask or really something to tell me other than, hey, oh my God, my kids were crazy today at school. This, uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah.
So she calls you like, right when she gets out of work.
Was, yeah, she was driving home driving to Aldi's or
that's
some
my babe.
Shit.
As soon as she gets out, phone call, and it's like everything stops. Like, so what happened? Oh my God, that fucking bitch. No way, really? And it's just like, dude, it's every day, man. I'm telling you, and it's like they get like wrapped up in like three little beefs a day to where they're like,
bitch.
And then, yeah, oh, dude, it's like never any beefs of just like, it's, I've coined this the perpetual girl problem.
Perpetual girl problem.
Girls have like this never ending problem that just constantly changes and morphs and like takes a different shape every day. And it's just like a never ending yarn about like this weird thing that's happening constantly.
That's a very good terminology. Never-ending girl problems are...
It's the perpetual girl problem. It's the PGP.
Very real.
It's the PGP.
You got the PTPs.
And then, dude, don't start me on the female ego. That's the sick and twisted world of that. I don't even want to get into that.
I think
we've touched on it.
And the female ego, especially when it comes to getting engaged and getting married and baby showers. It's
or
all
the weird,
gender reveals.
The weird interaction between women, depending on their looks, they kind of establish just like... They fight to establish this weird pecking order. And then there's like... Girls who are friends with guys, when then guys start dating another girl, then the girl will call the other girl to like meet the guy's girlfriend and try to start comparing with her. Dude, I've gotten a lot of insight into this, and it's like, it's just like you like lift it up and look into it and go, holy fuck, I don't want to think about that anymore. It's insane. It's crazy.
It's like looking into a boiling pot of sauce and the steam just comes up and hits you in the face. You're like, oh fuck.
I don't understand it. Dude, it's crazy. I've watched that before. I've watched like women kind of compete for like the attention of a specific man, and I've been like, this is odd. I dated a girl who did that. We were hanging out with her ex-boyfriend and the ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend.
Gross. Why were you doing that?
I was young. I didn't know. She was like, it's my friend. I was like 25.
Damn, that's not that young.
But it was still, I've always been like, whatever, I'm cool, I can handle this. And like, and I was cool. I actually met the guy and we were cool. I didn't have any problem with him.
Yeah, of course.
But I like was watching this like interaction, and it was just like, oh, you still fucking love this guy. And I had to like sit there and watch it the whole time. And then like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And they were like literally competing for this guy's attention. I was just like chilling, just like, it's cool. I'm cool with this. I'm an open-minded guy.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's one of the downfalls of smoking a lot of weed.
What's that?
You like,
think you're open-minded?
You think you're super, you're like, I can take this. It's cool. I'm chill. And then like eventually just something hits where you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Freak out.
I mean, I think the older I've gotten too.